Bine.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site for free. The main feature actually allows you to go and control the content, so when you go to freetalklive.com, you'll see there's different items down the, listed down the front page with numbers next to them. And those numbers are votes. You can vote up or down whether you like or dislike a particular item on our website. You can create items, new suggestions, what they call it. We call them show prep. So you submit show prep to the website. Maybe it's a YouTube video or a news article or a blog post, something you think's interesting, something you think will appeal to the Free Talk Live listenership. And then others will vote on your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. So there's always something new that's there. And it's thanks to listeners like you for going and creating that content. So go to freetalklive.com and do get interactive. And, by the way, it is completely free. We've been talking, for those of you just tuning in, been talking about the idea of restitution in the court system and what is passed off as so-called justice, which is really just as a just continuing the cycle of violence, not making victims whole. Sometimes people will get restitution in the current so-called justice system, but it doesn't seem to be very prevalent. Frequently, if a fine is imposed upon an individual for the commission of a so-called crime, if they actually did commit a crime against the victim, frequently a fine imposed goes to the government and doesn't actually go to the victim.
Hilarious. I was reading a story from a local paper here where a dog got in and ate some chickens in a neighbor's yard, and a fine was imposed for the neighbors who had the dog, and the fine went to the government. So, you know, the person whose chickens
it's
were
really
eating.
It's the genius how they've done that, isn't it? Because I think a lot of times people do feel that justice has been served. Yep. Ha ha, they got a fine. But they can't make the connection that it's going to the wrong person.
Yeah, it's going to the general fund or the bureaucracy's budget or whatever.
I was going to say that I had a lot of friends when I was a teenage girl. I had a lot of friends who got caught shoplifting, and none of them ever had to give any money back or, like, you know, what they stole. None of them ever had to give anything to the business at all. It was always community service and fines.
When were they caught? I mean, usually if you get caught in the act, you get the product back right then.
Well, I had some friends who were definitely, like, compulsive thieves, I guess you would call them, and they had, you know, they would do it for a while, and I think when they got caught, they had been on to them, you know, and they had gotten away with stealing a lot of products.
So they only caught them the last time.
Right, they catch them the last time, they say, you know, we see you in here a lot, that kind of thing, and still, I mean, they never get anything back for all the products they've stolen.
Right, so if those friends of yours had known in advance that if they had gotten caught for stealing, that they would have to pay back the value of all the products that they'd stolen, plus some for all the lost time, the fact that the store has to hire a loss control department or whatever. If they knew that that was the case, do you think that would have deterred them?
Probably more likely, because especially in this case, they were minors, and when you get in trouble when you're a minor, it all goes away when you're 18.
And they know it, too.
Right, so it's not something you're as afraid of. The worst thing about getting caught when you're a teenager doing something like stealing is the fact that your parents find out.
You know, I tend to disagree, and I think that people who and coming from the standpoint of a person who's committed crimes, I think you do it. And I'm not saying you guys haven't committed any crimes, but I've got my fair share, right? More than my fair share, and I don't think that people believe they're going to get caught.
I agree with that as well.
So I think it's about justice as opposed to deterrence. I think that people, you know, at this point, you could talk about executing people when they get burglary charges or something like that. I don't think it would really stop them because kids don't really think that far in advance. And I think a lot of burglaries are done by people, say, under the age of, 22, 23. Just guessing here. That's certainly when I did, whatever kind of stealing that I did, that was when I did it. So I'm of the opinion that you're talking about kind of what's the best thing for society and what's the best thing for the victim, not what's the best thing for the state. And the state has figured out really, really well what the best thing for it is.
I understand where you're coming from, but I think that having restitution as a general policy is a deterrent, because
I'm not saying it's
many
not a
criminals
deterrent.
Do
I'm saying
know
it's
that
as much
crime
of a deterrent as, you know, whatever it is that they else they get, because
I think it's more of a deterrent than than punitive, because if I get to go ahead and do a bunch of robberies and get all kinds of jewelry and diamonds and
I met a lot of people who are in prison for robberies, dude. You think that while I was in prison that I would have chosen to stay in prison rather than get out and pay $50,000 a year in restitution to somebody? I mean, I would have loved that opportunity just to try. Give me an opportunity to do that. I would have slept in a cardboard box instead of being in prison. People don't want to be in prison. Prison isn't some place where people go to kick their feet up and watch cable TV while they get three meals a day delivered to them.
I understand that. I'm not saying anybody wants to be in prison. But if you know that you're not ever going to have to turn over the booty, then there's a reason to keep doing it.
It's like you got your criminal justice degree from watching Batman from the 60s. I mean, the criminals are not going out there and burying gold coins in the forest or something. They have spent all of the money that they ever had long before they ever get caught. The only money that ever gets confiscated from them is the stuff they had in their pocket at the time. These people generally do not think ahead. I'm sure you can find one in a thousand or something like that are the kind of person that put things away and ferreted away their money and intended to live on the bank heist or something like that. But the vast majority of people that I saw that committed bank robberies spent the money immediately on crack and hookers.
Yeah. All right. I see where you're coming from.
So I think that you've got to look at what's just and what's not just.
But the ones you met, by the way, were the ones that failed, right? They got caught.
Okay, well, aren't you trying to... a punishment isn't going to be a proposal for somebody who's not going to get caught. You're proposing punishments. Punishments aren't proposals for people too smart to get caught. I don't believe those people exist, frankly, and that they're going to get caught at some point or another because nobody's smart enough to not slip up.
I would say that a very large percentage of burglary crimes are committed because of drug addiction.
Oh, I would agree.
And that drug addictions like that can be so strong that really is the primary motivator in all cases.
So what you're saying is that if you illegalize drugs, then you wouldn't see the amount of burglaries.
That's true.
Correct.
Very few people, if any, are committing burglaries for alcohol or tobacco.
Why would you need money that bad right now?
The reason I agree with you there. The real reason for restitution is to make the victims whole. I mean, that's the real reason for it. But I also still believe that to some extent there is a deterrent factor. But I understand you make some very persuasive points on that, Mark.
I do think that the criminal justice system, even today, could just be refined in some ways. I mean, you have currently the state profiting off of keeping people in jail. You've got this prison industrial complex. If you got the state out of imprisonment, even if it wasn't out of dispensing justice, if it was just out of imprisonment, then you would see, you know, say state-certified prisons out there or...
There's still problems with that. There are privately run prisons, and
sure,
there are still big problems.
But prisoners don't have an opportunity to move from one to another.
That's true, to choose
they
between...
They don't get to choose their
competing
prison.
Competing prisons, essentially.
If prisoners got to choose between their prisons, then you would find the prisons would be more humane, they would be cleaner, they would offer better opportunities to make money so they can send money to the people whom they have harmed.
Right.
I would also add to that a society that had a restitution system, I think, would be one that, in general, valued personal responsibility a little more. And I think that's something that's seriously lacking today, where government basically does everything for us.
That's
I think
a lot
of people don't really feel personally responsible or like they have to take responsibility for their actions. So
if they're just sitting in a cage, they're not really responsible.
Right.
They're not being held responsible.
Right, and the whole nanny state system creates a way that is hard for people to get out of the nanny state because mommy wants to take care of you. And it creates a system where they're disincentivized to. So they feel powerless, and then they'll do actions that powerless people will do.
And
I'm not saying
Mark,
this is going to solve crime, that there will be no more crime.
No,
there certainly will be. But I'm telling you that you can cut it down by you know, 80% or 90%.
Just by ending the war on drugs, for sure. But there are people who will go to jail for the purpose, maybe not prison, but like homeless guys. They'll get arrested just for the purpose of going to jail and getting some free meals. I mean, those people exist too. We're coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. You can head on over there, enjoy the features. And if you've got a smartphone, you can access our mobile site for a quick access to our live streams and podcast. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's M.freetalklive.com.
Don't miss the SACL CAI Fun Compound at Porkfest 2011. You can get your drink on and play some cornhole. The Fun Compound will be the home of Fix Brewing Company. You can get your custom limited-run Porkfest commemorative beer mug and fill it with a tasty beverage. Try the Sticky Porcupine, the Molotov Hefe, or even the Gluten-Free. Also featuring the Agoras Drinking Fountain, wake yourself up with a spicy Bloody Mary, chill out with an ice-cold glass of Atlas Chugged or Liberty. Get your lady where she's trying to go every time with a tall El Osborne. Located directly across from the outdoor stage, the Fun Compound will be the place to party at Porkfest 2011. SACL CAI Fun Compound. They've got liquor in the front and cornhole in the rear.
I can't believe that you made me say that on the air with Gardner Goldsmith, by the way.
Oh, don't think it. I didn't just make you say it. We're going to make a promo out of it.
Oh, great. Well, I couldn't get three words out because he just thought it was really funny. And he made me repeat it, and then he repeated it.
That's great.
Yeah.
You guys had a good time.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm supposed to say this with a serious face.
A lot of juvenile that listen to the show and well do the show, frankly.
All right. By the way, Porkfest is coming up. We're going to tell you more about Porkfest in a little bit. It's coming up next week. It's imminent. So
days.
It's not too late. We'll give you more details on how to get involved. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, I've had 11 in a row before in the cornhole. I've actually
it's awesome.
11 in a row. Yeah. I used to pitch a lot of softball, so.
Apparently.
Okay. Yeah, I got this muscle memory. Went to court, and in the case of your individual there, it was a civil, so it was preponderance of the evidence. And I had a witness, and I was able to win the case because of the witness. Myself and the witness trumped the officer.
Really? Wow. Now, what was the case?
Basically, I drive for a living. I drive people around for entertainment purposes. And it was 3:30 in the morning on a very busy strip. And two individuals were in front of us. They slammed on their brakes, and they were playing laser tag. So basically, I went right of center. And in Indiana, you can go right of center if there's a hazard in the road.
Hold on a second.
Sure,
who was playing laser tag?
Two vehicles in front of me. They were playing. They were creeping along, stomping on their brakes, and impeding traffic.
Did they have laser tag guns, or is this like some sort of car game that you're talking about?
They had lasers, and they were shooting at each other. And it was crazy.
Okay.
And then
don't see that every day.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But when alcohol's involved, anything's possible.
All right.
And it's just an area of town where everybody, when they go home, they're pretty much, intoxicated. So I go left to center to get around it because another car almost slammed into the back of me because it was at the front of an S-curve. So I go about 2 miles, and a police officer pulls me over. Somebody radioed him and said I went left of center. But you can go left of center in certain cases. There's
meaning you crossed over the line into the oncoming lane?
Well, there also was a walkway, but I had to go left to center. That's always a way an officer will give you a ticket. If you go 1 inch over left to center, they can give you a ticket for that.
I see.
Gotcha.
So anyway.
But you were trying to avoid an accident, is what you're saying.
I was trying to avoid an accident, exactly. And that was a big part of it. But also in every law, there's always exceptions to the law, and you have to research that and find it out.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you do it in a safe manner, you can go left to center. Like, say you're going down a two-lane road, and there's a dump truck in front of you or a garbage truck. Are you going to stay behind that garbage truck for the rest of the day? No, you're going to go around.
There's paint here, but there's paint in the middle of the road. I can't go over the paint.
Exactly. But the only thing I can say is when it's a civil case, preponderance of the evidence rules, and you have to have more preponderance than the other guy. That's basically what it is.
And so you were able in the civil case to who brought the civil case? I'm a little confused.
It was a traffic case, but it's always traffic cases unless it's reckless driving, unless it turns criminal, is always a civil case.
Okay, I guess
that's what people don't understand. A police officer's word means 99%, except if you can come up like what I did with a witness.
Very interesting. So the man in the robe actually ruled in your favor, is what you're saying?
Yes, because it was also Indianapolis court, not the town courts I've warned you about in the past. If it was the town court, I would have been found guilty. There would have been no way around that. I would have been slam dunk. They don't care about the law.
Well, isn't a town court only for criminal matters?
No, town court is supposed to be just for civil matters, and all criminal matters will be passed up. Although they will, remember, that's the one we talked about where they will, the town court, they will turn around and they'll hear the criminal court, but if you're found guilty, they have to pass it on to the county court anyway.
Kevin, thanks. Congrats on your win there. Thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's continue here with your calls about what you want. And go to Ryan listening in Tampa. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I've been a long-time listener. This is a first-time caller.
Excellent, sir.
I've been listening for about five or six years now.
Super. Go ahead with your thoughts.
But I just wanted to bring up that, you know, the idea of ignorance of the law is not an excuse. But I ran into an incident where the cop expected me to be ignorant.
What's that mean?
A couple months ago, I was involved in a car accident. I was driving down a two-lane road in the right lane, and I wanted to make a lane change to the left lane. I checked my mirrors to see if the lane was clear, and being it was, I changed lanes to the left lane. And I always check the rear view mirror just to make sure I'm still safe.
Mm-hmm.
I looked in my rear view, and somebody was coming up really fast and rear-ended me.
Oh, dear.
So when the cop got there, he came up to me first and decided to ask me what happened. So I explained that I was trying to get in the left lane, and there he was. He came up and rear-ended me. I told him that I had made a legal left... I checked the lane and made a legal lane change into the left lane. Right then, he stopped me and said, wait a second, stop right there, stop right there. And I was like, okay. He's like, are you a cop? He asked me. I said, no. And then he replied, well, if you're not a cop, how can you tell me what's a legal lane change or not?
Well, hold on just a second. Well, how can a cop tell you what a legal lane change is? I mean,
he's not a lawyer.
When do these guys become the arbiters of the law? That's ridiculous. That's the suggestion here, is that only somebody who's involved in the legal system would know.
Yeah, that's exactly the...
But aren't you required to know all of the laws? Because you're required to obey them all.
Ignorance of the law is not acceptable, you can't use it as an excuse, but... It's impossible for me to know what a legal lane change is.
Right, but when you bring up that you knew what the law was, then the first response is denial on the part of the police officer. Well, you couldn't possibly.
Yeah, and the thing is, he said it, like, very authoritatively, like, wait a second, stop right there. There's no way you could know that. I just thought it was a ridiculous situation, but
Wow. Overall,
he was pretty nice, but I just remember that as being a...
Yeah. Did you end up getting found responsible, or was it the individual who rear-ended you?
I actually had a witness that said the guy that rear-ended me was weaving in and out of traffic, so it actually went in my favor.
Yeah,
although a lot of people told me that it might not have gone in my favor, because apparently in Tampa, Florida, it doesn't matter if the person in the left lane was going 1,000 miles per hour. If I switch lanes in front of them, technically it's still my fault. Which I think is stupid. But.
Interesting story, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Ryan, at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts coming up, 1-800-259-9231. Plus, if we get a chance, Julia is going to share us the prohibitionist position on why, well, they think prohibition is scientific. We'll explain. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals.
and this offer is good for any of their Quick Fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Pork Fest. It's happening in under a week's time. I've got to double-check my camping supply list. I got to make sure I've got everything because it's a blast. You want to make sure that you've got whatever you need because you don't want to have to go run out to Walmart or whatever, although there are stores in the area. It's not like we're out totally in the middle of the woods. Rogers Campground is not real camping. It's not like you're hiking out into, you know, 12 miles into the deep, deep woods with just what you can carry on you. It's a campground. It's relatively convenient to Lancaster, New Hampshire, and, you know, there's a Shaw's grocery store down the road, etc. Some of the campsites have water and power in them. They do have more rustic sites. There's RV sites as well, so you can be somewhat more comfy in this particular campsite. And it's not about the camping. It really isn't. It's just an excuse to get together with like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And that's the real reason to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You've heard us talking about the Free State Project, raving about it. It's the reason we moved to New Hampshire, to be together with like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are willing to do something to achieve liberty in our lifetime. These folks are getting together, lots of them. Lots of the personalities that you hear on this program will be in New Hampshire. We'll be in the Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains coming up next week. Starting on Monday, that's when the fun officially kicks off. And there's just events scheduled all week long, everything from family fun activities to games to contests. There's going to be live musical performances, from what I understand, as well as, of course, Free Talk Live broadcasting live from the event every single night. So much going on. It's impossible to cover it all. There's a full schedule that's just so packed full of stuff. It's hard to even see everything that's going on in the schedule. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about some of the goings-on. And, of course, there's more that's happening, just not even on the schedule. People are going to self-organize. They're going to do their own thing. The Alt Expo is going to be there, and they've got their own schedule of events that is going on. So go to porkfest.com, learn about what Porkfest has been, and then find out what it's going to be this year, because it's going to be even bigger and better this year than it has ever been in the past. It's going to be a blast. And it's too bad, Julia, that you won't be able to make it this year. Maybe next year.
Yes, maybe. I am doing some very important Free Talk Live behind-the-scenes work, though. So.
This is true. You will be holding down the fort, so to speak, in the meantime, thank goodness. So
I've had to make some big sacrifices.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yep.
PORCFEST.com, porkfest.com. Get on over there, learn about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and when you're ready to sign up, because it's not too late, use our discount code to save yourself 20%. The discount code is FreeTalkLive. It's all run together as one word, no spaces. FreeTalkLive, save you 20% at porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. As we continue with your phone calls, let's go to Robert, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Robert.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
I really like the point you guys had made about, let me start over. I'm sorry.
No problem. Robert, well, in Indy. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, sorry. Well, bottom line is, I went to prison. I was remorseful. I went before the judge, admitted, you know, what I'd done, and that was pretty naive of me, but, I was trying to, you know, make up for what I did. I felt bad. And then, I do my time, you know, 3 years, which I think was a pretty long time. But
what did you do?
Well, it's hard to talk about. I committed a sex offense.
Oh.
So that puts me on a registry where I have to report to our county every year.
It's okay if you don't want to get into detail, but sex offense can mean a lot of things. It can mean everything from as serious as rape and molestation down to just peeing in the park and getting caught.
Or having sex with a girl that's 15 that you thought was 19 or something like that.
Yeah. Exactly. So just because you did a sex offense doesn't mean you're a bad guy, so I don't know if you want to get into more detail, but it's up to you.
Well, the thing you said about putting round pegs in a square hole, that really makes a lot of sense when it comes to that. But the bottom line that I wanted to get to was, I did my time. I got out. You know, now I'm still serving, you know, some sort of, you know, time. You know,
yeah, you got a life sentence on that sex offender registry.
Well, no. 10 years. 10 years.
They'll take you off the registry in 10 years?
Yes, they will.
Wow.
That's a long time.
But in the meantime, it's long. Now, in the meantime, you know, to find a job, you know, it's hell.
I bet it is.
These people have, you know, the employers have the right to go look into your background and then make a judgment on that rather than,
Do you have a probation officer? Do you have a probation officer that requires you to?
No, I'm clear of all that, but I still have to register.
Okay, so the employers can look into your background. Do you find that they do? Because I found, my experience was that they did not look into my background on the majority of circumstances. I believe one time they did.
A lot of the jobs, because I'm qualified, you know, basically I'm a salesperson and I'm qualified to do that. But when I go for a job like that, then most of the time they want to look into the background. I've even been told that if you have a felony, we will not hire you just because of legal reasons.
I believe that the Americans with Disabilities Act, is a suable offense to say something like that. However, I think that, I understand why somebody would choose to do it. But in fact, I'm in sales, and I managed to get, you know, great jobs paying, you know, good money, and
you spent 9 years in prison.
And I spent 9 years in prison for murder. I mean, your charge can't sound much worse than murder, you know?
Right, exactly.
So there's hope out there. It's essentially putting out applications. And worst case scenario, the fact is I didn't really come out of the closet as far as my charges go until I believed that Free Talk Live was going to be a success. And so there's always starting your own business. They can't do anything to you for starting your own business unless you want to go into one of these licensed fields. I think that you can't be a mortuary technician.
Daycare provider.
Yeah, I think you can't be a dentist.
Hey, well, I really appreciate talking to you guys, and ironically enough, I found you guys while I was sitting behind bars.
Oh, funny. Really? Were you listening to, you're there in Indy, so were you listening to WXNT in jail?
That's right, I was.
Oh, right on. Glad to hear that the
radio is one of the few pieces of sort of entertainment that you can control yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I've always listened to talk radio, but when I found you guys, I was stunned. I've never heard anybody talk like that, and it's a breath of fresh air.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Were you? It was one of those prisons where you had your own radio, or was it like the day room kind of thing?
No, you have your own radio.
Okay.
You can do that.
Cool. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I love hearing about that when that happens. And, we don't hear about it very often, but there was one guy who actually sent a letter to us from an Auburn prison in New York, and we're on weekends there, WAUB. And so he's a dedicated listener because you don't have much else to do while you're in prison. And so I think it's great because we're getting the message of liberty into people that are behind bars.
It's a message of peace, personal responsibility. Who else would you want to find this message? This is a message of empowerment, and these are people that need this message.
Let's talk to Shadow, listening in Alabama to WBHP in Huntsville. Hello, Shadow.
Hey, how are you doing, Aaron?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, one thing, that previous caller, I know one job you can get with no problem. His background wouldn't hurt him. That's go to work for the TSA. They wouldn't worry about it.
Good point.
Yeah, anyway, just real quickly right here. One time in Nashville, Tennessee, I got in with some people. We were in this courtroom. We were charged with third-degree burglary, but I was able to convince the judge that actually no crime had been committed because I said that the cops... This cop right here that's saying that we were guilty of that knows my fiance, and he's trying to get me out of the way so that, he can have her. So the judge asked the cop if he knew my fiance. He said, yeah.
Uh-oh, well, conflict of interest.
That was good enough for the judge right there. And he says, now, I should let you all go, but he says, when I put this black robe on, he says, I don't care what the law is. I do what I want. So we all wind up getting 3 years probation anyway,
What a refreshingly honest statement on man's part. Thank you that wears a robe. Thank you for
Holy
the call
crap.
Tonight. 1-800-259-9231. When I put this black robe on, I can do what I want. So screw the law. Isn't that just a summary of basically what happens in courtrooms?
In a lot of cases, I'm afraid so. You've got to know the law and be able to stop stuff like that.
There's more coming up here. Moments remain, enough time for you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the Low Country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three flat things I have to think about. Nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, Plant Skin. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you call in now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. You can enjoy features and like our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just download, click, they're yours right there on the front page. The last week's worth are there at the top. And then if you click into the archive section, it takes you all the way back to late 2006. All of that is free for you at freetalklive.com. So, Julia, you have a piece from the propaganda department, known as the ONDCP, which I don't even know if that's a government agency. They may get some government money. I'm not sure even how those folks are organized. The Office of National Drug Control Policy. I guess that does sound kind of governmental, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know either, though.
I was thinking of the Partnership for a Drug-Free America. That's not the government one. But
the ONDCP is government, I thought.
I think you're right about that.
This is a blog by them. Apparently, they've been doing this for a while. I just noticed.
Somebody's getting paid $120,000 a year to write blogs.
The Of Substance blog.
Once a week.
Yeah.
So this blog post is written by the director of the ONDCP. It's titled, Drug Policies Must Be Rooted in Science. So right off the bat, I'm thinking, oh, finally, something sensible. But that's not really the case. That's not really where they were going with this at all. It starts out, last week, the Global Commission on Drug Policy issued a report calling for the decriminalization of illicit drugs based on the notion that global efforts to reduce drug use have been a failure.
That's a notion.
Yes. Certainly. You know, it's funny that you say that because I think that there's actually serious, hard evidence and numbers that
it's a failure.
That prove that it is a failure. It's
well,
not
it's
a notion at all.
It's successful in taking a lot of tax money from a lot of people.
That's true. Successful at enriching the bureaucrats who are enforcing the law.
Certainly, given the stature of commission and the long-term challenge of drug policies both nationally and internationally, the commission's message may appear compelling at first. But there are serious flaws with both the report's conclusion and its proposed remedy. We agree with the commission that the balanced drug control efforts are necessary, which is why this administration's national drug control policy is a market departure from past strategies. So the way I'm reading this is that they have they're proposing something new, or they have some new ideas here.
Sure.
We support diverting nonviolent offenders into treatment instead of jail by encouraging alternatives to incarceration.
encouraging. But that doesn't mean that the town or municipality actually has to do it, because there's a heck of a lot of people, who nonviolent offenders, who are in jail for these offenses.
Right, and I'm actually 100% opposed to putting people into treatment instead of jail, because while treatment may be a little nicer than jail, if it's forced, they're not going to get help.
There's no value.
Is there a detriment to the people that are there that want to get help? I mean,
That's true.
The Alcoholics Anonymous program, and this is what most treatment centers are based on. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. If you have ever been to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, you'll know what I've said is true, because they read this stuff right in the beginning. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. If you don't have a desire to stop using, then no judge should ever send you there, because you're ruining it for everybody.
But the reason they're doing this is because the people running these drug clinics are politically connected, and this is a way for them to get guaranteed business.
Money, money, money.
As a former police chief, I and my colleagues know that we cannot arrest our way out of the drug problem.
But we'll try.
Yeah, I was going to say, so stop doing it. As I've stated before, drug use should be addressed as a public health problem, because we know drug addiction is a disease that can be successfully prevented and treated. I personally don't really agree with that statement at all, that it's a disease.
I don't know.
It's a very common point of view, based on the AA, NA model.
You know, I think that there's merit on both sides of this. Okay, so there are people that appear to be genetically predisposed to being a sort of addicted types. And I just took a genetic test recently online, took one of those things, gave them a vial full of spit, and they told me, you know, you're more likely to have sarcoidosis and less likely to be drug dependent. Actually, I was more than 50% likely to be drug dependent. And, oh, what a surprise. I'm kind of good at being drug dependent. And they... You know, so I do think that there are some genetic markers for this. You can call that a disease. You can call that a genetic disease if one wishes. But at the same time, if you disempower somebody by calling a disease, then they could use that as an excuse or a crutch in their life.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one of these, you know.
Hey, I'm genetically inclined. You know, I can't control it.
Hand that cigarette over here.
You know, by the way, Julie, I was looking here. You mentioned he was a former police chief, and that clued me in, because you'd said something about the drug czar getting fired.
Yeah.
Or quitting. You said quitting.
He quit.
This was written by the drug czar.
Really?
Yeah, Gil Karolkowski or whatever.
Well, he calls himself... Oh, so this must be his new position. Because it says he's
director of the National Drug Control Policy.
So he must have stepped down to something else, unless it's the same title, drug czar
and director.
I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
Legalizing illicit drugs increases drug use and the need for drug treatment, while also making it more difficult to keep our communities healthy and safe.
Okay, so that sounds like it makes
poppycock.
Sense. But the fact is that the head guy there at LEAP, law enforcement?
Jack Cole. No longer the head guy, is a new guy.
Yeah, the law enforcement against prohibition. You know, he gave a speech at the Liberty Forum, and he claimed, and I can only assume that this is true, that in fact in 1900, 3% of the population was addicted to drugs, and all drugs were legal. And today, 3% of the population is addicted to drugs, and all drugs are legal. You know, they're not illegal, so they're incarcerating everybody. So,
and if you want that source, go contact LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. LEAP.cc is their website. They cite their sources on all this stuff. It's not like he's just pulling it out of his butt.
No, and this guy was a narcotics officer for a long time.
That's correct, with the state police.
So he was, at one point in time, a drug warrior.
He did undercover stings and things like that.
Now, I don't know that it doesn't increase some usage. I would think that making marijuana...
only temporarily, according to the statistics out of the Netherlands. Once they decriminalized their marijuana there, there was a slight spike, from what I understand, while people who, I can go and buy it now in the store or go to the coffee shop, whatever. But then it dropped off. The usage rate actually dropped off below what it was, especially among teenagers, which is really the interesting, the aspect of this, because everybody's all concerned for the children. Well, it turns out that in places where drug decriminalization has happened, teenagers use drugs less.
Legalizing drugs helps kids.
Well, if you think about some of the drinking laws in Europe, they don't have the 21 and up, and it's my understanding that they do not have the binge drinking problems mm-hmm. of American teenagers. Not the same. There still is some drinking problems, but it's not anywhere close to the amount that we have here.
Sure. American kids are told that they can't touch alcohol until they're 21 years old, so that 16 they're going to try their best to do it, whereas European kids, they get wine with dinner.
Mm-hmm. Our national drug control strategy is science-based, and science shows that illegal drug use is associated with specialty treatment admissions, fatal drugged driving accidents, mental illness, and emergency room admissions.
Boy, now that is a really...
What's the claim here?
I didn't... No. This is such a vague statement. He makes it sound like this is really serious, mm-hmm. but all he really says is that illegal drug use is associated with those things.
No.
That's almost meaningless. Remember the statistics about drunk driving, where the Mothers Against Drunk Driving will count a traffic accident as drinking related if the passenger was drunk? That's what we're talking about here. When they say something's right. associated with an emergency room visit, that doesn't have anything necessarily to do with the a claim that somebody was actually on drugs going to the emergency room.
And by this very logic, this science right here, why isn't alcohol illegal? Because all of these things, fatal drug driving accidents, emergency room admissions, specialty treatment admissions, all of this.
Yep.
I bet alcohol is number one on this list.
Alcohol is an extraordinarily dangerous drug, and people die from consuming it. Just consuming it, certainly they kill more people in the accidents, so why not make alcohol illegal, or why not legalize drugs and only criminalize the behavior of driving while on them?
I am strongly of the opinion that alcohol is the hardest drug, harder than heroin, and I think that driving on drugs is less dangerous than driving on alcohol, and I'm not saying that driving on drugs is a good idea, but I think that alcohol, especially in large quantities, and alcohol really does have, it gives you a compulsion to redose, that's there, mm-hmm. and a lot of people have problems with that.
Yeah.
It gives you the confidence, too. In my opinion, I have never, ever been as messed up and as incapable of functioning as when I have drank too much alcohol. Yep. Never.
It can kill you.
It has killed people.
Yeah.
Hey, I wish we had time to finish this.
Yeah, me too, but
we don't. So maybe we'll get to it another time. Maybe bookmark it and we'll come back to
okay.
it. This guy is the top dog when it comes to enforcing the war on drugs. And the funny thing is, when he was brought on as the drug czar, some of the people in the drug legalization community were excited because he apparently was friendly toward marijuana decrim out in Seattle, but he hasn't done anything like that since he's been in office in D.C. Power corrupts. We're coming up. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.